It's still spooky season and Halloween's on the way, and there are multiple celebrations in advance. Northwestern Stables hosts Haunted Horses on Saturday, which includes rides, and it's also Spooky Science Day at the Franklin Institute. On Sunday, Eastern States Fall Festival includes a scavenger hunt with kids encouraged to wear costumes. We'll have the full festival lineup on our website, whyy.org/things to do. In Mexican culture, loved ones who have passed on are celebrated in festive ceremonies. FDR Park is hosting its Day of the Dead celebration, Gran Fiesta de los Muertos, on Saturday. It's a free, family-friendly event that honors loved ones with traditional dance, music, and an altar installation by artist Cesar Viveros. It goes from 5 to 8 p.m. In Mount Airy, Quintessence Theater Group's Fire is blazing across the Sedgwick Theater stage. The play imagines Zora Neale Hurston, Langston Hughes, and other Harlem Renaissance icons, creators of the magazine that inspired its title, bringing their own words to life on stage in a bid to attract white patrons. It runs through November 2nd.
I met a lady with dementia. She was old, she was sweet, she was legally blind. She needed a roommate, I needed a room. I was out of work, she was out of her mind.
Down on the Avenue of the Arts, better known as South Broad Street, the Academy of Music hosts Kimberly Akimbo. Part of the Broadway series, it's the Tony-winning hit about a teenage girl who looks 70 due to a medical condition and is figuring out life, love, and family on her own terms. It goes through November 2nd. Teaching kids how to be good people starts early. Join WHYY as Be My Neighbor Day takes over Franklin Square on Saturday. It's free with registration, and you'll get a carousel ride and a goodie bag. The event includes appearances by community heroes and organizations and activities to show the little ones what being a good neighbor is all about. It goes from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. The Universe Soul Circus is back under the big top. This year marks the 31st anniversary of the reimagined circus that is packed with acrobats, dancers, and hip-hop acts from around the world. It's happening at 39th and Girard across from the zoo. And it goes through November 16th. If you can't imagine starting the day without a good cup of joe, here's your weekend assignment. Head to the Philly Coffee Festival at the 23rd Street Armory. It runs both Saturday and Sunday, featuring more than 30 local roasters. You can bring your own coffee mug, and there will be live music and food for purchase on site. You might just discover your new favorite brew. It goes from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. both days. Philly's homegrown rockers, the Hooters, take the Keswick Theater stage on Friday and Saturday for their 45 Alive Tour celebrating their 45th anniversary. I know it seemed like And We Dance came out yesterday. Nope, it was released in 1985. Both shows start at 8.
They call you Lady Luck.
The Philly Pops are celebrating a little music history as well, paying homage to two of the greatest to ever do it. They're at Marian Anderson Hall at the Kimmel Center on Saturday with Luck Be a Lady, the music of Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett. A lush tribute featuring vocalists Eddie Bruce and Kelly Levesque is the perfect excuse to get dressed up and enjoy some classics. The show starts at 3 p.m. Luck be a weekend, and we're wishing you plenty of it. If you missed anything or want to find out more options, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. That's where you can find out what time the Kensington Derby is getting started on Saturday and show times for the Delaware Theater Company's The Girls of Summer, the latest from playwright Leon Gray. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with more things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've ever been a lady to begin with. Luck be a lady tonight.
tonight.